And the interesting thing about the male and female is considering the symbology of the conception. In the conception, you have billions of sperm headed toward one egg, but you only have one egg. And only one of those sperm, normally one sperm, make it. Out of the billions or millions, I don't know how many there are, the big number. Does anybody know the number? I think it's billions. But out of the millions of sperm headed toward that one egg, one very aggressive, powerful sperm makes it. Now, the sperm is symbolic of the male just coming up with his ideas and thoughts. And he tells the female, hey, I think this would be good, I think that would be good, and she pretty much ignores him all the time. Sometimes she'll nod her head, but it still won't register. But then finally, he'll say something like, you know, it'd be nice if we could take a cruise down to the Caribbean, wouldn't it? And he says it just half-heartedly, not even trying to plant a seed, but all of a sudden, bong, that registers with her. Okay? So the seed is now planted in her. And he forgot he even said it. And 2-3 days later, she says, well, honey, have you done anything about that Caribbean trip? What Caribbean trip? The one you mentioned. Oh, I was just talking, thinking out loud. Well, we're going there. So you better plan. And if she decides that's what they're going to do, that's what they're going to do. So the female energy decides what ideas that are going to be reality, that are accepted and will materialize. That's a pretty potent power you females have over us. You know, we can throw out all kinds of things, but until the female energy accepts it and has it planted deeply embedded in its consciousness, not a lot's going to happen. The same thing happens if when a person's on his own. He has to plant, his male mind has to plant the idea in his emotional body. Now, a lot of people will get an idea. I've seen it many, many times. So they say, I'm going to do this. But then you watch them a week later, they have really no energy spent in that direction. And why is there no energy spent in that direction? Because a seed wasn't planted in their emotional body, their female part. When the seed is planted in the female part, then they will be enthused. So when the mind comes up with the idea, the mind may be enthused, but until it gets planted in the emotional body, where you feel like the first thing you want to do when you get out of bed is go work on this project and make it happen. If you don't feel that way, then the seed has not been planted in your emotional body. You have to have the seed planted in the emotional body, and then that turns you on fire, and then there'll be nothing stopping you from accomplishing whatever you want to do. Now, where you have a male and female in a relationship, it's a similar thing. The guy has to find something that the female will accept and incorporate. And when they find that something, then magic will happen. Then all of a sudden, progress will start to be made. And the mistake the guy often makes is, I don't care what my wife thinks, I'm going ahead and do this anyway. Okay, he must care what she thinks if he really wants to make progress. Now, if he working on his own male and female energies together can accomplish maybe quite a bit, but in a relationship, you need to get your partner involved so that the fire of the unity can sustain the progress. Now, somebody have a question?
Well, I do kind of. I mean, I see a lot of men who kind of get pissed, you know, when his wife won't accept his idea or doesn't just want to do anything when she wants to lead him into experience. He doesn't want to go. So I'm thinking of all of the marriages that go into counseling that they're incompatible, basically. He doesn't listen to her and doesn't give her any power. What do you do with that? Say bye?
I think you must be emotionally detached at that point.
Well, if in that situation, what the guy needs to do is say, if I can't get her attention here, then I'll see what I can plant somewhere else. He needs to keep working with her until she accepts something that he wants to plant in her emotional body. And if it's impossible, then he should move on to a different relationship. You know.
I find it very interesting that the company that I just left, the male sent out multitudes of ideas all the time. The ones that I decided that were going to go forward, I latched onto, and I put the team around and got going.
Yeah.
His wife did not want to know one thing about what was going on at work.
So you were the female in the relationship.
Female energy. Even though he was 38 and I was 55, it didn't matter because he was sending the ideas to me and I was acting as the female energy to make it happen. That's what I do in business.
Yeah, and you know,
make male ideas and create them into reality.
You know, it's funny, as a teacher, I'm the male and the group as a whole is female. And I throw out a lot of ideas and not too many are acted upon. It's interesting, what is acted upon is often things that I didn't even have plans for. One thing that really got acted upon was when I wrote on my mission story about fasting and the results we got. Well, the group got, I think Blaine was the one that kind of took off on that, and the group got really interested, fascinated with doing a fast. And, you know, I wasn't even trying to plant that idea, but it was just something I threw out. And everybody got really enthused about going on a fast. Now, so you just never know. The male never knows what the female energy is going to accept. Not that you're a female energy, but we all use male and female energy.
How old is a girl, woman, when she starts using this kind of energy? Or
how about a birth? Yeah.
Well, actually, at that age, the boys and the girls are pretty much female energy.
Right.
Pretty much get what they want if they persist long enough.
Yeah, they're both female to the parents. Yeah.
A lot of people don't understand about the male-female energy. We always look at it in emotional. Oh, I'm not a female, you know, but they didn't.
Yeah.
Really, it doesn't apply that much necessarily, but it does translate down in a physical male-female relationship too.
From children, 4-year-olds.
You know, Jen Jay, you have attracted both male and female. This room is 50-50.
It always is.
Yeah, it is. It's a. We have an interesting balance because, yeah, a lot of metaphysical teachers have like 80-90% female. Matter of fact, I think that Ramtha, if I remember right, I heard a comment that it's almost all female. Were you Ramtha? Have you been? Or was it mostly female?
I never really looked at it.
And if I remember right, people who go to the Brazzo things are mostly female. Is that right?
I think that would be true, but there are a lot of males there.
Yeah. It seemed like from the pictures I remember seeing, it looked like there were at least 70% female. Yeah.
But Sharon said when I do my music, I get to do two checks.
Yeah, John?
Ramtha was the male spirit that impressed himself on Jay-Z, and Jay-Z went to the light, and he used her body, spoke with her voice, and
he's talking about the audience.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Whether it was more male or female.
Yeah, the
audience.
Right, or speak up in tongues.
In the events that I go to, Sharon invites me. Most of the
you
people.
You can go without me.
Yeah, but I wouldn't know about that trip. Mainly female. A lot of the events that we go to.
Matter of fact, anything where there's learning happening, the females like to learn more than the guys because of the natural. That's a receiving situation. And so most receiving situations draw more females than males, because the males feel more comfortable giving things out, and the females feel comfortable receiving things. And like I say, we all do both, but because of our polarization, we're a little bit more inclined to one than the other. So if we can balance this male and female energy off, then we get a good line of communication from the soul. Because one of the problems we have in creating good health for ourselves is when we are often sick, especially if a person has a chronic illness of some kind, he'll look up to the skies and say, "Why me, God? What's going on? What do you expect of me?" And this is what people will often ask. And for the life of them, they can't get an answer until maybe a fairly long period of time passes. But that's a kind of a breakthrough. When people look up and they say, "Why God?" You know, when they ask that question, that's at least a step. They're starting to at least ask the question. They have to ask the question.